Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Good morning. It is time to get up with How About Them Cowboys. Cooper is super. Is there now no rush to get Dak back? We're talking about it. Meanwhile, what we are seeing is one of the great starts to a season ever. So why are so many people unwilling to say so? And then breakfast is served. Pancakes are coming up in this hour. Saturday is serving them up hot. We are ready to roll. It's a Tuesday get up and it starts right now. And we have put together a squad for your viewing pleasure this morning. We got a Heisman winner up here. We got Neek. We got Jeff. Saturday's got his pancakes. We got 20 minutes commercial free to look back at a thrilling Monday night game last night. And we've got our favorite former Cowboy to do it. The big swag group, Marcus, is up and ready to go. Let's do it. MetLife Stadium right across the river. Dak Prescott, he's watching Cooper Rush getting the start once again. Is there now no rush to get Dak back? Well, let's see. Just over 5 minutes left. One thing they can do, Jeff, is run the ball. Here comes Zeke.
Yeah, look, Zeke out in open space. Doesn't get touched for 12 yards. That's good blocking and good finish by Zeke. Look at the leg churn. That's what I'm talking about.
And that sets up the play action perfectly, and he throws it perfectly. Yeah. Zeke, how does he drop this?
Oh, man, I don't know. The lights will scare
you.
A little bit of the drop season. He has a reputation for that, but he made up for it.
Well, the best part of that is when he says, my fault, like we all didn't already know that. The Giants now trying to make something happen, but Robert Daniel Jones had no chance.
Oh, he had no chance. He got hit so much in the game, and DeMarcus Lawrence said, hey, don't forget about me.
That's right.
Jones was pressured on 52% of his dropbacks in the first half. Cowboys up 6-3, but then here comes Saquon Jeff.
Feed him. He's trying to take on the Zeke mentality. Just get that man the ball. Look at the speed as he broke past the line of scrimmage. That's what Saquon's been doing all season. Kid special.
14 carries, 81 yards. Giants up 13-6. But here comes Cooper Rush. He finds Peyton Hendershot for the first down. Cowboys in the red zone, and then Neek. They will pound it in with Zeke Elliott.
Oh, yeah, this is why'd you give this one to Jeff? This is what Jeff lives on. Yes, sir.
Zeke had 73 yards. Tony Pollard had 105, so they ran it. Fourth quarter, Cowboys going for it on fourth down. The fans are fired up, but they won't like the result. C.D. Lamb gets the first.
Oh, my goodness. Cooper Rush, it seems like he seems to play better at in-the-game situations.
And then C.D. Lamb, we talked about the drop earlier. Here comes the big play as he takes it down to the one-yard line. Dez Bryant loves to see it. Cowboys up 20-13. That fan didn't love it. How about this catch making up for the drop earlier?
Possible. That's the perfect pass, the perfect catch. They get paid to cornerback. I'm sorry.
Yeah, can't do about that.
C.D. Lamb with a good night after the drop. 8 catches on the night for him, and that touchdown puts the Cowboys up 20-13. A minute and change to go. Still trying to get this thing done is Daniel Jones. He's throwing the ball to David Sills.
Who?
Exactly.
Come on.
Sills falls. Trayvon Diggs makes the pick, and that's all she wrote. Cooper Rush, 215 yards, a touchdown, and no picks. Daniel Jones, a tough night. Cowboys get to 2-1. Hey, Mike McCarthy, here's the question you knew was coming.
Do we have a quarterback controversy?
Hey, everybody, safe travels home. Okay. So, I think we get back a little earlier than you do. Sorry about that.
In fairness, it was the owner who started this. Jerry Jones, 2 weeks ago, when everyone thought, including him, the Cowboys were about to become irrelevant, he decided we need something to talk about to create a quarterback controversy. Because even I remain the only person who knew the Cowboys were going to do this. And that includes Marcus Spears. How about it, Swagoo? How about Cooper Rush? What is he doing for this Cowboys team right now?
Stabilizing them, G. And honestly, man, like Cooper Rush, RG3 made the point earlier. He get at the end of games. Like that's when we judge quarterbacks a lot in this league now in critical have to have it moments. And he's been able to deliver 2 weeks in a row. Now, listen, man, this is the New York Giants, and I know they were 2-0. Cooper played well. He's not turning the football over. He's keeping this team in manageable down in distances and situations. But the story of this, and a guy that I've been very hard on, is Kellen Moore seems to have had a come to Jesus with himself about how they're playing offense. Tony Pollard touching the ball more. The run game is being instituted a little bit more. Troy and Joe was talking about it last night on the broadcast about how these carries are being distributed between these backs and how these guys are being used. And when you look at the one thing that popped out to me last night is when you look at Cooper Rush drop back the pass, and I want to hear the guys on this, man, them receivers have room. They have space. Like, that's what came to my mind last night. So I don't know if Cooper Rush had a heightened sense of play calling or I need to step my level up because I don't have Dak in there. But whatever the hell he doing, he need to continue to do it when Dak Prescott get back, because that's the one area I thought that would be on display with Cooper Rush playing quarterback these next few weeks that he has to.
The Cowboys rushed it 30 times last night for 176 yards. And Dominique was actually the one in our notes this morning who made the point. Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to you is the best thing that can happen to you. We would have thought losing Dak Prescott was the worst thing. Yeah. But perhaps it has actually influenced, as he just pointed out, this offense to do what it really naturally does best anyway.
Yeah, it's not just the offense, it's the whole team. And I think when you have a guy like Dak Prescott, you get kind of complacent. And you're like, all right, we'll give Dak the ability to change the play. We'll call a lot of passes because we know that Dak is capable of throwing for 350 and us scoring 35 points. That's right. But that's not what's best for the team. What's best for the team right now is to take a little pressure off of them. And everyone else stepped up. They were running the ball incredibly well. The receivers and tight ends were wide open. Kellen Moore called a smart game. That defense was incredible. They didn't ask a whole lot of Cooper Rush, which is nice. So you ask a guy to make five or six good throws a game, he's going to be able to do that, and you protect the hell out of him. It was the opposite thing on the other side.
I got to ask you and Grimes a question.
All right.
They ran it 30 times. That's what I like from you guys. So it's a great game plan when you run it, protect the court. It's amazing how smart you guys are today. You know what I mean? It's all, I know it's all you two, but think about this. I'm going to move it away from the run game right now, Grimes, because I know you hate it.
Sure.
But the development of Noah Brown and CeeDee Lamb as their one has been special. And I'm just telling you that because when Dak does come back, him finding the rhythm with those guys, and when Spears or Swaggy was talking about how open these guys are, this is what they needed to see. Because the first four or five games of the season, you got to develop players anyway. The development of these two receivers is special. CeeDee Lamb going to the one and Noah Brown being in here. Both have almost 200 yards and a touchdown. This is special for the first three games.
Robert, you were there last night for Monday Countdown. And when we're talking about how wide open those receivers look, how much of that is a function of the success of the running game? Daniel Jones has none to speak of. He has no time to throw. We will talk about the Giants in a moment. But he looks, Cooper Rush is able to be comfortable back there, and the receivers are open. The play action is working. How much of that is all coming from this running game?
Oh, 100% of it is. And when you have a guy like Tony Pollard going for 105, Zeke comes out, runs for 73 yards, that is going to make those linebackers suck up in coverage and give you bigger holes behind them. But I'll take it even a step further. With Kellen Moore's play calling, I said this last week, I think that this is the best way that the Cowboys have to win because of the guys they have on their roster right now. They don't have Michael Gallup. They don't have Amari Cooper. They traded him away. And Kellen Moore had to make a decision. Am I going to try to lead the league in yards per throw or yards per play?
Right.
Or am I going to try to do what I have to do to win the football game? And that's what's going on. So some people are saying, hey, Dak needs to study Cooper Rush. No, he doesn't.
I mean, we got the three smartest guys I've ever seen.
The only thing that the Cowboys need to do is realize that the game plan for Cooper Rush needs to be the game plan for Dak Prescott. Oh. Don't get spoiled by Dak's talent, like Dominique is saying, and allow, like, you look at the Bucs game, right? They're like, oh, he's just pushing the ball down the field. Nobody was open.
Nobody was open.
Okay, so now when you run the ball and these guys are getting open, Cooper Rush is making throws, this is the exact game plan they need when Dak comes back.
My work here is done. I'm out.
So Dan Graziano, the reporters are going to ask the questions to Mike McCarthy because the owner, again, I refuse to take the blame for this one. Jerry Jones asked for a quarterback controversy. Is it a ridiculous question?
It is.
Yes.
For how long does it remain a ridiculous question?
What do you mean? Like how long until Dak comes back?
Okay, fair enough. Let's start with that. They didn't put him on IR because they were going to race him back because they figured they needed him to save their season. They don't need that this minute. So what does that mean?
They didn't put him on IR because after the surgery was done, the doctors told them the recovery timetable would be a little shorter than what they initially thought it was, based on how the surgery went. So he's at a point now where this week in practice, he'll actually be able to grip the ball, throw the ball, and once that comes along and he feels strong there and he's throwing the ball well, they feel like they can bring him back. He told Lisa Salters it could be next week. I think that's far-fetched, especially when you look at the Cowboys and how they've managed his injuries and other injuries in recent years. They're conservative. They usually wait one more week than they have to.
Right?
Michael Gallup was supposed to play last night. He didn't. Right? So like that kind of thing. So I think week five against the Rams looks like a legitimate target. But they're 2-0 with Cooper Rush. So like they're playing with house money, right? Like even if they lose to Washington next week, they still came out of the Dak absence in better shape.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, to Robert's point, no Gallup, you know, Amari Cooper's on the Browns. They didn't have Dalton Schultz, the tight end, last night.
Yep.
They feel right now that the way their offensive line is, it's a better run blocking line than it is a pass blocking line. So it'd be dumb not to run.
And they have the number one run blocking unit in the NFL.
Right.
Why wouldn't you lean on that?
And the other thing they can lean on right now, Marcus, and you know it better than anybody, is that defense. And last night it wasn't all about number 11. But the Cowboys, they have an interesting and developing offense. They have a Super Bowl caliber, I'll say it out loud, a Super Bowl caliber defense right now, Marcus.
Listen, this unit that they put on the field to rush the passer, I think it's the hardest unit to block in the NFL. When they have Lawrence and Armstrong and Fowler and Micah Parsons, and we see Micah Parsons lined up in a lot of different areas, not only to try to get him on guys, but to create matchups for other guys. And this rush unit that they have, look, man, it's hell when the Dallas Cowboys get you to third and
five plus.
Like, that may be the worst situation you can be in the NFL right now with the way these guys are. And then you couple that with Dan Quinn dialing up pressure. Donovan Wilson had a million tackles last night, okay? And that was because he was a free hitter on almost every single play. But when you think about this defensive line and how well DeMarcus Lawrence played last night, but you couple that with Armstrong, these guys are really in a situation now from a defensive standpoint where last year we had questions about can they sustain these turnovers? Is that why they're so good defensively? Now they're getting getting guys on the ground. I know they gave up the one explosive to Saquon Barkley. This team is flying around, and when you get the third and five plus, like I don't know what you think about as a protection for these guys. Half the damn defense standing up. Ain't nobody got their hand on the ground. Like you don't know who to protect. You don't know where they're coming from.
So let me make a point here that I think might get me yelled at, but I think it needs to be said out loud.
Uh-oh.
We have given Kellen Moore credit for the offense. We never stopped giving Dan Quinn credit for the defense.
Oh,
if this team was 0-3, we would have fired Mike McCarthy on television this morning.
How much
credit do you give to the head coach for this thing staying afloat without their starting quarterback? And look, it's on his watch. Yeah. Come on, Jeff, why are you looking at me like that?
I got it. So I understand where you're coming from. We don't know exactly what Mike McCarthy does, so it's hard to give him credit. However,
what do you mean we don't understand what he does? He's the coach of the football team.
So what is he responsible for?
He's the only head coach in the NFL who doesn't call the plays on offense.
No, he's not the only one. He's the one who struggles with late game management. We talked about penalties. That didn't go well. Like, they haven't solved that problem.
I'm not going to let y'all do it.
I'm with you. The reason why we're talking about this is because I said Mike McCarthy deserves some credit, but you be going a little too far. Let's cool it. He's not getting fired. They're doing well. They play well. They played well under him last night. They bounced back from the Dak injury, but we also need to take into account that part of the reason why they're so much better now is because they played the Bucs week one, and then they played two teams that are not the Bucs after that. So go ahead, crown them then. Mike McCarthy, coach of the year. Let's do it.
No, but let's get this thing down to brass tacks. When we talked about the Cowboys, the best thing that happened to them in the offseason was they kept Quinn and they kept Moore. And I said it in the offseason, I'll say it again, those two guys being in the building are still the reason is a difference is being made. Those two coaches are good at what they do, and everybody, look, Robert just talked about it. Like what Kellen Moore has done, the way he's gotten back and reverted back, the way Dan Quinn gets pressure. And by the way, it is the number one defensive line in the league. 49 pressures in three games, 13 seconds. It is a, listen, as an offensive lineman, It's a race to the quarterback. You're praying to God your guy gets off a little bit slower so that your guy doesn't get there first, because you know somebody's going to get there. So you're like, please, God, don't let it be my guy. But it is a straight race to the QB.
All right. So Mike McCarthy, I tried. I did everything I could for you. I'm sorry. Marcus, give me a quick final thought because I want to move on. We have time to get a little bit on the Giants. But go, Marcus, final thought.
I'm a do this, and I'm a duck from the haymakers that's about to be thrown. I'm a give Mike McCarthy credit.
Yes,
like there you go.
There had to be some semblance of a message that comes out that he's doing something, right? Like this staff is under him, and I wanted, like, I was 3 weeks ago last season, I was killing Kellen Moore, so I gave him credit for what he's done with Cooper Rush and how he has this offense rolling. Mike McCarthy is the figurehead. He's the guy that is going to take the hits, and when something positive happened, we need to shoot it his way as well. And there I got to give him credit, man. He talked when Cooper Rush stepped into this role. Mike McCarthy said, we feel comfortable. I wasn't. Gino, I sent them to the pasture. I killed them when Dak went down. But Mike McCarthy did make a statement and saying, we will be fine. We believe in Cooper Rush. And here we are. Now, granted, it was the Bengals and the Giants. We all got to keep that in perspective. But ultimately, Mike McCarthy is 2-0 under his backup quarterback.
So let's see. So right now, I think that to try and sell short what the Cowboys are doing is unfair. Let me make another statement. I'm coming right to you, Robert Griffin III, because you were there last night to see it in person. Yeah. To evaluate Daniel Jones with I know they were 2-0 going into last night. Right. But in last night's game in particular, I don't know who he's throwing to. I'm not sure if he knows who he's throwing to. I'm old enough to remember when Kenny Golladay and Kadarius Toney were people we were supposed to be excited about. I don't know what's happened to them. They address their offensive line every year, and every year it gets worse. Daniel Jones is running for his life on every snap, and Giant fans are going to wake up this morning and say, our quarterback stinks. We need a new quarterback. He's the least of their problems right now.
Oh, 100%. I think they had four new starting linemen last night, and you put four new guys out there with that pass rush from the Cowboys, they're not going to fare well. Daniel Jones was hit 23 times in that game. Ugh. Sacked 5 times. I think he was pressured 23 times.
Yes.
12 hits. The most of any quarterback all season. So I actually think that Daniel Jones came out looking better from what happened in that game. You ever see the boxer who goes toe-to-toe with the champ and he ends up losing but he gains fans? Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like happened with Daniel Jones. He used his legs, had 79 yards rushing. He actually kept them in the football game for the majority of it. So if you're a Giants fan, you should actually come out of this thinking, man, maybe we do have something here. He is one tough son of a gun.
At minimum, I would not be giving up on it quite yet. Dan Graziano, this season is about two evaluations for the Giants. Daniel Jones, and what exactly is Saquon going to be going forward? Where are we with those?
Both guys in contract years. And Robert's right. You're right. Everybody's right. You can't evaluate Daniel Jones with what's going on around him right now. Maybe they'll get Kadarius Toney back at some point. Maybe they'll get Wandale Robinson, who they draft in the second round this year. But he's not throwing anyone. The pressure is absolutely unsustainable. There's no way Daniel Jones will survive this season if he continues to get pressured like that. And maybe he won't play the Cowboys every week. But he will play them again one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So, look.
And how about Saquon?
Saquon, to me, like, he looks great. They have him healthy. If he's healthy at the end of the year, they have to make a decision on whether to bring him back and build the offense
what
around
What could
him.
Happen between
or
them and then?
They could make a decision in October to see what they could get
for
him.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Well,
Saquon Barkley
trades for running back
in October from the Giants, Jeff, Saturday.
No,
what do you say?
No chance.
Why not?
No chance. Listen, Daboll understands. There's two players on their offense right now, Daniel Jones and Barkley, and they're both in the backfield. But you can't get rid of 50% of your offense. Listen, you still have to go play the rest of the season from October on. They are not going to get rid of him.
And that's a good point, because they have to beat the Bears at home on Sunday to get to 3-1.
Right.
Like, whatever you think of the Giants, like, 3-1
Thank
is
you.
In it.
Thank you.
Right? Like,
yes.
You have to. But
yes. And they're not in the toughest of divisions in the NFL. So let's be realistic. If this team gets anywhere near 500, it's a huge win.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about? That's last year's NFC East.
The Eagles
are the best team in the entire conference, and the Cowboys, when they get Dak back, they're going to get two teams. The NFC East is going to put two teams in the playoffs.
Okay, we're just 3 weeks in the season, so let's calm down, crowning everybody as the best ever. Let's be real. They're going to get there, but they still have to go play. What I'm telling you is the Giants don't want to just get rid of all their players forsaking right now for the future when those players may be good for them in the future?
I mean, this is a longer conversation about roster construction, and they're done with Daniel Jones. When they didn't pick up the fifth-year option, they already made that decision. I don't see them signing Daniel Jones to a long-term deal. If you're going to build around a running back, that does limit the way that you can go forward because running backs get hurt, and it's a tough way to build a team going forward in the future. And that's where Graziano comes in. You could start to tear this down to build for the future if you think that Daboll is the guy.
You want proof that you can't build it around a running back? How about the current New York Giants? Right? The last three or four years are proof that you can't build it around a running back.
You can't do that. That's their line.
You traded Odell Beckham to build the offense around Saquon Barkley, and he couldn't get
that's
on the
whole
for two
roster
years.
Construction.
Marcus, 20 seconds. Final word on it. Go.
No. Let me tell you something. If Saquon Barkley going to be packaged to get a better quarterback, the Giants going to do it.
Yeah.
Or a high that's draft pick with a quarterback.
Yep. Well, that's draft. Where they're all going to be. And they're not gonna going to lose enough games it. To be in the market for one of those top quarterbacks that we're going to see there. Very interesting night last night. And that's just where this morning begins. As we continue, they are the NFL's biggest surprise. Or are they? Why the Dolphins' emergence as a force is the result of patience and smarts. We'll lay out the case. Plus, remember when one opposing defensive coordinator said Lamar Jackson wasn't a top 10 NFL quarterback? We remember. We're keeping receipts. Back in a moment. Get up on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We're back on Get Up. Hey, Jeff, Saturday, what do you think of what Micah Parsons does to the offensive line here?
Good! Hey, it should be illegal. He didn't see it coming. Micah didn't like to get hit when he don't see it coming either. He got set up, just blows up Lewinsky. No, sir. He didn't see it coming, Micah. No. I don't like it at all.
Marcus Spears, I'll say it for you. Daniel Jones, you need new security. Because he got obliterated last night all night long. We'll have that coming up. We will have pancakes coming up and a whole lot more as we roll on today. Much more on this Cowboys defense. We knew they were good. We might not have realized just how good they were. Why they had Daniel Jones seeing ghosts last night. It's on the way. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
If you're just joining us on Get Up, another quick look at what happened last night before we run around the league for you. Under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Giants at the Cowboys 36. Saquon Barkley, Jeff, breaking through the defense, and they're not going to get him.
Let's get him. Once he gets past that line of scrimmage, look at the wheels. That's speed. That's fast, fast, fellas. Fast, fast. Just walk it in. I see you, big man.
36-yard touchdown. Giants up 13-6. But the Cowboys would respond with a run and play of their own. Dominique, how about Zeke?
Beat him. Beat him. We had a flashback Zeke night last night, and I loved it.
Yeah, 13 tied. The game tied at 13 there. The Cowboys ran it all over them last night. And then when they threw it, C.D. Lamb, RG3, made catches like that.
Yeah, C.D. dropped one with two hands, but he caught it with one. Made up for it. Good God, what a catch.
He had eight catches last night. That one was spectacular. Gave the Cowboys a 20-13 lead. And then Daniel Jones, who was under enormous pressure all night long, gets picked off by Trayvon Diggs. And that was all she wrote. Cooper Rush, 215 yards passing. Still hasn't been picked, as he is playing in place of the injured Dak Prescott, and the Cowboys win again with their defense leading the way. Again, they pressured Daniel Jones 24 times, the most pressure generated by a Cowboys defense since 2009. They sacked Jones 5 times. In big pressure situations, they held the Giants to 3 of 12 on third and fourth downs. It is that defense. They may ride somewhere special. Meanwhile, let's ride around the league. Let's do contender or pretender. Marcus, the Broncos are 2-1. Are they a contender or a pretender?
They're pretenders, G. I'm still not in on their head coach. Decision-making, red area, they got it going against the 49ers, but they still struggling in that part of the field. Russell Wilson finally got back to using his legs to try to create some plays late in that game. If they're going to change my mind and become contenders, I think we're going to have to see Russell Wilson turn the clock back and become a dual-threat quarterback legitimately.
Yeah, let him cook. Might mean something different here. Hey, Dominique, how about the Vikings? They're 2-1. Contender or pretender?
I'm going to go contender here. They still have some issues on defense, but they're incredibly talented on offense, especially when Dalvin Cook is healthy. And Kirk Cousins, while the primetime issue is an issue, they don't play all their games at primetime. They're going to be competitive in them daytime joints. We'll see what happens when the lights come on. Hopefully they can figure out something when that comes up.
RG3, the Jaguars are 2-1. Contender or pretender?
I'm going to say that the Jaguars are pretenders. But guess what, guys? They're going to have a matchup against the Eagles, and we'll be able to see. Trevor Lawrence is playing a lot better. Doug Peterson seems to have him rolling. I like what they're doing, but I still think the pretenders until we see what they look like against the Eagles.
All right, you got to show Robert Griffin III, even though he's not from Missouri. All right, to Miami we go next. Home of the only remaining unbeaten team in the AFC. The Dolphins upset the Bills Sunday afternoon, despite being outgained by 285 yards. Despite being the only unbeaten, Caesars Sportsbook doesn't love them. In Vegas right now, they're only the fourth best odds to win the AFC at 8-1. The Bills, despite taking that loss, still have the best odds. The Chiefs right behind them. The Ravens, who had that one crazy loss to the Dolphins, still have shorter odds than Miami does. Robert Griffin III, in the pecking order right now of the AFC, where is Miami?
Oh, I mean, Miami's the best team in the NFL right now, period. The entire NFL. And here's why. Everyone last week was talking about the Buffalo Bills. You, my man, even said that the Buffalo Bills could possibly go undefeated.
Yes, I still believe
now
that.
The Dolphins beat the Bills.
Yeah.
The Bills dismantled the reigning Super Bowl champs week one. They went out and they dominated AFC's number one seed in the Tennessee Titans in week two. And then they showed up, yes, a little banged up, but they got beat by the Dolphins. So to me, yes, right now, today, everyone can be upset about it. Okay. But the Miami Dolphins are the best team in the league. They beat the vaunted Bills. Tua Tagovailoa is out there throwing deep balls when everyone says he's got no arm strength. So if you want to talk to me about it at the end of the year, yeah, maybe the Bills will be the best team in the league. But right now, today, they just got beat. And you can't stack your deck and say, oh, well, they had all these injuries. This happened, that happened. At the end of the day, the Dolphins beat them. They came back and beat the Baltimore Ravens. Right. We have MVP favorite Lamar Jackson playing out of his mind. Came back from 21 down, scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. You got to give the Miami Dolphins their due.
You know what he is? He's right. They beat New England, they beat Baltimore, and they beat Buffalo. What more you want to do?
You're like the easiest guy to sway.
Come on, Saturday. What you got?
Break. All right. So are the Chiefs worse than the Colts?
Are they Chiefs worse than the Colts?
Colts beat them last
question?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's my question to you.
Go ahead.
Six starters on defense don't play. Three offensive linemen don't play. They're all kind of banged up. You got guys going out. They go down to Miami. The Dolphins played great in that game. Outgained them by 285 yards. 90 plays, 90 snaps, right? They didn't have explosive plays. I get it. But to say one team is better than another team right now because of one day, you're saying, who's the best team? The Bills are still the best team in the AFC. And it doesn't – the Chiefs lost too. That doesn't mean they're worse than the team they just played against. I have played a lot of NFL games. I'm telling you, the best team doesn't always win. I know in your world it should, but it doesn't always work that way. There aren't always excuses.
I guess my pushback –
sometimes there's reasons.
I think RD went a little bit far with the best in the league. But my pushback to you, Jeff, because I am a Dolph fan – What more they got to do?
Yeah, what more they got to do?
What more they got to do?
The Ravens gave up four
but they
ridiculous
gave it up.
Plays on the back
but
end
they gave
because
it up.
They are hurt. They gave up four plays, bro. They had to make the plays. What I'm telling you is that doesn't just replicate as the season progresses. There are a lot of things that happen.
Right now,
and I'm telling you right now, I would still say the Ravens are better, and I still say that the Bills are better than the Dolphins.
Both those teams got beat by the Dolphins. And here's the point about the Colts and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The Colts weren't a top 5-6 team in the league going into that game. So, yes, the Colts beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs had an off day.
Right.
I still have the Chiefs ranked higher than the Colts, but the Dolphins went into the game undefeated, a top 5 or 6 team in the power rankings, and they beat the number one team.
Okay.
When you beat the number one team right now today, you are the best
injured
team.
Number one
and
team.
They were injured as well.
Let me get Marcus in. Go ahead, Swagger. What do you think of all this?
Jeff, stop fighting this fight. RG3 know damn well the Buffalo Bills better than the Dolphins, man.
Thank you.
He know
don't
that. Everybody in that studio know that.
Like, thank this, you.
Here's the thing, bro. Like, I get it. I understand what you're saying, RG3. But let's not act like it ain't like players don't matter, bro. Like, come on, we watching the game.
Do they have those players
go ahead, Marcus. Go.
But we had. But they are on the team. Like, we got to account for that, and we also got to account that this was a two point game when half of your team is out. Do I think the Dolphins are going to get better? Do I think the Dolphins are good? Do I think the Dolphins will be there to have something to say in the AFC? Absolutely. But I'm not going to act like not having Jordan Poirier and Micah Hyde unavailable don't matter. I'm not going to act like Phillips not being there doesn't matter. I'm not going to act like when you got three offensive linemen out of a football game that's not going to matter. I get it. And I understand it, what you're saying. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Bills. They got a 3-0 record. It's great, but I'm not ready to say that the Dolphins are the best team. Situations in the NFL matter. So I'm going to leave mine there. if you believe that the Miami Dolphins are the best team, good for you, bro. Because I'm the person that says it's my list and it's mine, and make your own if you want a team to be your best team in the league. But I can't give credence to this game in entirety unless you tell me that the Bills are going to be the same team when they play the Dolphins the next time, or the Bills won't have these people available to them when they play them the next time. I know Poirier won't be, but man, I can't go there with you right now, bro.
Let me get crazy.
I can't go there right now.
Here's what I'll say. Mike Tyson was better than Buster Douglas, but when Buster Douglas knocked him out, he became the champ, and he stayed that way till somebody beat him. And the Dolphins have earned that right this minute.
Yes, they have. Sunday was not a championship game. Like it was week three. Like, so
thank you.
It's like last year, the Patriots went up to Buffalo on a Monday night, and the wind was the reason the Patriots won that game had more to do with the weather than the teams on the field. And 2 weeks later in Foxborough, the Buffalo Bills destroyed them. Right? Who was
and
the
guess
better
what,
team?
Grass?
Patriots won that night.
Guess what?
You cannot tell
guess
me
what?
Based on three games who the best team is. I'm just not
going
to buy
Graz,
off three games.
Graz, that's the best point. Because even after that game, we said the Bills were still better than the Patriots. Even
I'm
after that game.
Mm-hmm. I'm standing in solidarity with my
majority.
Friend Robert Griffin III, who made a very good point. And I will conclude it by merely saying this. The Dolphins won a game despite punting a ball off the buttocks of one of their own men for a safety. They gave up 2 points, the first team in the history of football to do that, and they still managed to win. So I don't want to hear it on the for this minute.
Right.
For this minute
right now.
Hold on.
You go over there, too.
Hold on.
You go
hold
over
on.
There. Would you bet your palatial estate?
Oh, yeah. That's
how you settle it.
Go over there.
I'm not betting
Y'all
my estate.
Go over there.
No.
Go over there.
I want to keep my house. I'm going to bet my house on that man named Josh Allen.
My land in Georgia, I'm good with
it. It's going to be safe. I'm going to tell Josh Allen to protect my house.
Foxy, don't let RG3 off the hook. He got a nice crib too. I'll be sending on Instagram.
On.
Put
we
your
all take it.
Stayed up too.
We gonna take it. But me, you, and Josh Allen gonna come get them keys.
Chill, swagoo.
We coming to get them keys.
Robert and I are smart, but we're not crazy. As we continue, let's talk about some other quarterbacks. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. They didn't light up the scoreboard on Sunday, but the season is still young, even if they aren't. Which legend do you feel more confident is still headed to the Super Bowl? We'll ask the crew next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back on Get Up, and you know what? It has been a struggle bus for the Bucs, particularly on the offensive side. They're 2-1, but the offense has not gotten going. They've managed just 3 offensive touchdowns across 36 drives with the legendary quarterback Tom Brady at the helm. And he was talking about their struggles on his Let's Go podcast yesterday. Here's what he said.
I think whatever term you want to use, frustrated, aggravated, disappointed, they all, you know, lump into the losses. You know, we put a lot into winning, and when you lose, you feel like it was all for naught. And we're in a situation where we have to understand why we're losing and why we're not scoring points. It's a lot to put on our defense to give up 14 points against a very good offense and for us not to score more than that at home. So we obviously have a lot of work to do.
All right, that seemed like a pretty reasonable assessment of the situation
Absolutely.
There right now. But here's what's not reasonable, or at least it doesn't compute in the mind, that you have a game between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in which the teams combined to score 26 points.
Whoa.
And so it does beg the question, Both of them are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to take their team to a Super Bowl. Which one of them has the team to do it this year? Brady's going to get some people back healthy. Rodgers is Rodgers. Right. Which one of them do you have the confidence in? I asked everybody for the picks. We can put the picks up on the screen and sort of frame the conversation around that. Marcus, which way do you lean? Which one of these two do you still believe is taking his team to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, Tom Brady. You in the Radio Hall of Fame, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Hall of Fame for the radio.
Several
right?
of them, but go ahead. Yeah, and just,
I knew he was gonna go there. Yeah. I knew he was gonna. Yeah. And you are the host of the best morning show on TV. If you were sitting in that seat, and I put my three kids up there, your ratings would tank. Okay? If I replace these seats
yes.
with Macarius Spears, Marcus Jr., yes, and Miko Spears, your ratings would fall off a cliff. Okay? They'll be looking at you like, what the hell are you asking me? I do not know. All right? But, so here's my point. Tom Brady went into a game against Aaron Rodgers, and the one guy that was missing for Green Bay was Christian Watson, who we think is going to be a good player, even though he has a drop that nobody wants to forgive him for. And Tom Brady went into that game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost 14-12. Okay? Mm-hmm. I want everybody to let that sink in. The Green Bay Packers played with their full boat. Mike Evans wasn't there. Chris Godwin wasn't there. Julio Jones wasn't there. That, to me, is the most clearest thing on earth when it comes to Tom Brady and what he has at his disposal when we start talking about who you have more confidence in. Tom Brady. And not because he the GOAT or what he's done in the past. If Tom Brady would have had one of those three guys, I think they beat the Packers this past weekend.
Certainly, if he had Evans in the red zone on the two-point conversion, it might have made a big difference. I think yours was the one that had the Packers had Rodgers underneath it, right? Why Rodgers?
Because I'm smart, and I'm not going to fall into this trap that you guys have constructed around Tom Brady. You said it's not because of what he has done. It's 100% because what he has done. And I think we think that the Green Bay Packers defense is not as good as the Bucs defense because of what happened to them in Week One. That Packers defense is really good. That's what it comes down to. Both of these defenses are going to have to keep their quarterbacks in games. And I think that the fact that we have a proven offensive or proven effective running attack, because I love running the football. Of the Green Bay Packers, that gives me faith in a young receiving core that I think can grow with possibly the most talented quarterback that we've ever seen in a team that's perpetually in the playoffs and in big game situations. I know they haven't always finished it off, but I think they can. I have faith in that, and everything that's surrounding the Bucs this year gives me concern. Mm-hmm. They got offensive line issues. It's not just receivers. They got Tom Brady off the field things that we don't understand. He's going on 10-month sabbaticals from football, and y'all just like, hey, don't worry about it. Give him a receiver. He don't need a receiver. He needs something else, and they're not going to be able to sign that.
I tell you, I don't know what you mean exactly by that, but I'm fascinated.
Oh, yeah.
RG3,
okay.
You are risking. You have already said that if Gronk doesn't come back for the Buccaneers, you're going to jump in the East River.
Yep.
So you have a lot invested in that.
I do.
You know who else should is Brady, because I find myself watching them. You tell me. But that's the guy I think he misses. Yes, Evans, great. Godwin, great. But when they get down near the goal line, he has been going to Gronk for what feels like forever, and I think they miss him. He should be on the phone with Gronk right now.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady missed Rob Gronkowski so much he didn't know what to do on that two-point conversion.
Right.
That's why he got the delay of game.
Right, right.
But whatever Aaron Rodgers is taking, Brady needs to take a little bit of that off-the-field stuff, you know, like Dez was
ayahuasca.
Talking about. That ayahuasca, whatever it is, get his mind right. But I kind of lean towards what Marcus is saying. Brady doesn't have the weapons. But I also said the same thing about the Bills and the Dolphins game. So it's not an excuse for Brady, but you look at the end of the year, both of these teams right now are going to lean on their defense until their offense figures it out. For Brady and the Bucs, it's getting the weapons back, getting that continuity, because right now he doesn't know when he gets to the line of scrimmage what these guys are thinking. Yeah. And that's always been a big thing for Tom Brady, to know that they're all on the same page. They can go execute the plays. They had Cole Beasley
off the street
contributing on third down.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with
Russell Gage was the number two targeted receiver
about?
In the NFL. Yeah, so here's the deal. Tom Brady, we're going to the playoffs, getting the Super Bowl. I got more faith in him than I do Aaron Rodgers. That's why.
Graz, you were there on Sunday also.
I've been around this Packers team the last couple weeks. Actually, in week two, I asked a couple of their players, like, hey, week one, tough game. Does it feel like last year when you got beat? They said, no, no, it feels different. Like, we were in that game. They have a very confident air about them. They do believe in their defense. They believe in their running backs.
They should.
Aaron Rodgers does seem to be in a pretty good place, like, in terms of mentally and whatever, however he got there. I think there's something going on with the Packers this year.
So we didn't get a chance to vote.
Yeah, Dominique
is right.
You would
have put Rodgers up there. All right, much more on this as we go. Marcus, I promise I'll get it in. But turn that frown upside down because we're serving pancakes.
Let's go.
Pancakes is one of our favorite things.
So let me show you how we're going to get this thing started. Get your feet up.
Absolute trash.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
You can't stop us, Brady. You can't stop us. You thought we put one inside that thing. We are back.
Yes, sir.
I like the little last
of it. I like the new open. I got the new pancake open. I like it very much. All right, the blocks of the week. Jeff, go.
We about to get crazy and cranked up. You know why? Because DBs think they're starting offensive linemen. You're about to see it. Jordan Mailata from the Philadelphia Eagles. No, no, little man. You got one trying to sneak in. Watch him right here. See it? No, sir. No, sir, Dobby. No, sir. Look at him. Give him some air. Give him some air. And then the gore at the end. That's the thing. When he's on the ground, don't leave him there. Don't let him sit there. Body splash, go give him some of that right there. Jordan Mailata, one pancake, because he is a little dude. But I love the finish, and I know all the boys, that's a refund, that's a credit in that room right there. Much respect, make that man feel it. One pancake right there. Kenyon Green, look right here. I want you to watch this guy. You think you're smart? No, 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 no. If he has a mouthpiece, he ain't got it in his mouth anymore because he just got knocked out, right? That thing right there is a thing of beauty. When your left tackle's back past setting, watch the spin. No, sir. Kenyon Green, bam, somebody out. Oh, my word. He knows it, and he knows it. One got dominated, two pancakes, and that is a big boy. And then finally, Northwestern College.
Uh-oh, this must be a good one.
I think it's in Iowa. I want you to watch this man come around here. I thought somebody called the law. Somebody called the law. It should be against the law. What he just did to this man. Oh, my goodness. Very rarely in my life have I seen a man go from here to his back with nothing touching except his head first. Boom. That right there is a thing of beauty. Three pancakes. Who is it? Jawan Grant. Congratulations. Three cakes. For a knockout blow, baby.
Oh, 2 and 3 today may have been my favorite ones we've ever had. Marcus, how about it?
Yeah,
that last one.
I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do with that one, y'all. I'm scared today. I ain't gonna lie, I'm scared today.
I'm gonna need.
Everybody got knocked off their feet, man.
Here again. This is just
unbelievable. I feel you. Hey, that right there, that's on every clip the rest of his life. That'll be just running on a loop.
That's that linebacker coach fault.
Just show him what's happening.
That's the coach fault. That's the coach fault, man.
I would like to make a rule that y'all need to keep your pelvises off us. Like, don't be hip thrusting. I don't like Jordan Mailata. Stop that. Keep it to yourself. Just be slashing on people. Just
can't have too many hip thrusts. Right?
Not too many. Just throw in flags.
Have been served, and they are up again.
Kickoff.
Monday Night Football. The Cowboys used a stifling defense and an efficient performance from their quarterback, Cooper Rush, to beat the Giants. So do they need to rush Dak back? That's the question. We'll clean up in here and answer it coming up next. God. Get up on ESPN.
This is absurd, Greeny. This is absurd.